About a week and a half ago, members of the Davidson Wildcats basketball team made a road trip of a very different sort. It involved no basketball. Along with their head coach, Bob McKillop, they visited the former Birkenau Nazi concentration camp in Auschwitz, Poland. The Journey of Remembrance was organized and supported by two nonprofit Holocaust remembrance groups. Coach McKillop joins me now to talk about the trip. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. It's wonderful to be with you.
What was your goal for this trip?
Our goal was to educate our players about the horror of the Holocaust, to give them some kind of indication that we can't have something like this ever happen again, and maybe to ignite in them the potential for leadership to take this lesson that they've learned, to live this experience that they've had, rather than just read it in a history book or watch it in a movie, because heaven knows our world is teetering on the brink of quite a bit of turmoil right now. And if there's ever a time where the millennial generation and those younger need some kind of leadership, it's at this point.
Well, can you give us a feel for the that experiential aspect of this and describe a little bit of what you observed in terms of how this impacted your players in the moment there at Auschwitz?
Okay, it was a sobering and powerful experience. And you might say it was enhanced because we were guided through this by Eva Moses Kaur, who was one of the Mengele twins who survived Auschwitz. And Eva gave us such a vivid picture of what transpired during her time, being torn away from her mother and her mother's outstretched arms, the barking dogs, the shouting Nazis, the screams, the horror. She walked us through all of that. Then she took us to the barracks, which have now been destroyed, but the foundation is still in existence. The barracks where she lived in squalor, in just such a dehumanized condition.
And that having that personal contact and then just absorbing the place and all of the aspects of it emotionally, historically, can you say anything more about how you saw that actually affecting the guys right there at the time?
It was very evident to me, the looks of anguish, the introspective looks that our guys showed, the moistened eyes, the embrace of each other, the holding each other as they walk through Birkenau and as they walk through Auschwitz, as they actually traipsed down the steps of the gas chamber and looked at the ceiling where the Cyclone B, I think that's what it's called, was put down to exterminate the Jewish people. It was very evident in their body language and their facial expressions and in the reflective walk that they took as we went through this experience.
And it was made clear from the start that this trip was not about basketball. And in fact, a press release from Davidson before the trip stated that there was not a moment of basketball on the itinerary. I'm wondering, does this experience relate then in any way to who you think the Wildcats basketball players will be when they do step onto the basketball court?
Well, I'm crazy enough to believe that basketball is life, and that we are all coaches and we are all teammates. And whether it's on the basketball court or it's in the classroom or it's in the college community or it's in the world as a whole, we have to coach each other better and we have to become better teammates. And that's the only way to make this world the kind of world it should be and could be.
Well, Davidson men's basketball coach Bob McKillop returned from a trip with your players to Auschwitz. Thank you very much for taking this time to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Mark.